Okay. So yeah, this is for the West Virginia Folklife Program, and I'm doing interviews with several Kroger workers who were involved in the union contract, talking about that and also about what it's like being an essential worker during the pandemic.
Okay.
So to start, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell me who you are, where you're from, and when you were born.
Okay. That's Bill Caldwell. I've worked for Kroger's for 44 years. I've worked in the Charleston area the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Been in almost every department in the whole store. So after 44 years, I've seen it all. So.
And what's
which and is I was born. Go ahead. Yeah. And I was born in 1958, August the 20th.
All right.
That's a long time ago.
what is your store?
Okay, and this store is, well, store number 784, but it's Tays Valley, West Virginia.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your family background.
Okay, I have a wonderful wife, two children, three grandchildren. Been in the National Guard. And then pretty much the rest of my life was working for Kroger's and doing outdoors. I love the outdoors, like to hunt, fish, hike, explore, whatever it is.
Nice.
As long as I'm outside, I'm happy.
Very nice. What about your parents? What did they do?
Okay. And both my parents, they're 85 years old.
Nice.
They're both doing well for 85.
Good.
My mom worked for a mental health facility, and my dad worked for the Board of Education.
Okay. And what's your role in the union?
This year, I've been a shop steward for over 20, probably 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last time, all we did was just go out and try to roll up support from other stores and get other employees since I've been around. And I've almost worked in every store within this area. So just helping get people out and get them motivated, because the more people you have, the stronger you are. And,
mm-hmm.
and the company realizes that you're serious.
Right. And what's your current job?
I'm a meat cutter.
Sorry, my cat likes to walk by the mic. I'm going to put her outside this room. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Starts bugging me whenever she hears my voice and I'm not paying attention to her.
Okay.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about the recent union negotiations?
Okay, we had a real short contract. It was only 2.5 years. And we never could figure out why, but it went out at the end of August. Of course, then you have this COVID going on, and that even slows up the process any, because it is a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two extensions. It went into, into the November. So, and it was up August the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and I guess it's really difficult, because doing it on the phone, as you can tell, is not easy.
Right.
So I can't imagine them trying to talk and work, because I was on the negotiating committee on the last contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see how it worked. So I know this was difficult on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seemed like it took forever. But then, nobody ever really gets serious till, last month. And then it gets down to it. And they just weren't willing to give up anything other than, they always say, this is your slice of pie. And this is all you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
Yes. No matter what, no matter how bad it is, no matter what you're going through, no matter if you're making tons of money or not, this is your slice of pie and you're not getting any more. Hmm. So, of course, then it starts getting a little ugly, and they've never ever said last and final offer in the whole 40 years, I think, that I've been with them. And they didn't this time, but they kept saying, well, this is all. So we took a vote on the contract and a vote to strike. And it won overwhelmingly. So that got them working a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. Even got the president of this area, Mid-Atlantic area, to come in and talk to some people in the stores, which I was really surprised at. Mm-hmm. So it worked. I mean, we got the contract. Mm-hmm. You know, we only got that piece of pie. I promise you that we didn't get any more.
Yeah, right. And so how long is that contract good for?
This one is for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. I believe it runs out in February, end of February.
Mm-hmm. What was the chief concern for you with the negotiations?
Well, for me, it was the health care, because mm-hmm. I'm trying to retire. And they were going to butcher it. And it was going to cost, if I retire early, I have to pay for my health insurance until I become 65.
Right.
And get on Medicaid. So I was really concerned about that, because it wasn't looking good. I mean, the prescriptions were going to go sky high. Mm-hmm. Deductibles were going to go up. Copays. And I was going, I've been trying to retire, and I finally get close, and now they throw another stump in the way. So that was my biggest concern. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was a lot of, they wasn't giving any of the, I call the old people, the people that's been there a long time, they wasn't even going to give them a raise.
Wow.
And I was going to get one just because I'm the assistant head person. Mm-hmm. When the other one goes on vacation, then I am, because I'm too old for all that other responsibility. So I did get a decent raise from Kroger's anyway. Mm-hmm. But it was the health care that was the main issue. Mm-hmm. With me, and probably 80-85% of the other employees. Mm-hmm.
And then tell me, did you participate in a car caravan protest or a socially distant protest or anything?
Yes.
Like that?
Yeah. I did one of the car protests, and it was kind of neat, but I don't, you know, it's my opinion. It was, like you say, you have to step outside the boundaries here, because, you know, everybody was scared to death to get close, and you didn't want to. You know, you want to show people that you care, and you don't want to get anybody sick. You know, you're just trying to express your opinion and your voice. So, yeah, honking the horn and driving by and holding signs out the window. You know, it got a little bit that, you know, if you're not standing there, mm-hmm. and people have to walk by you and look at you, it just didn't do the, I don't feel it did the effect. Mm-hmm. Because we just drive on by and they went, well, that was weird.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they did that a couple, probably 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. And then as it got closer, then we started, well, we worked at one store. I think we did it, went up and protested on, I think, 4 occasions at that one, because it was just a good area. Busy street, big mm-hmm. store, lots of people. And then as it got closer to it, then we hopped from store to store.
I see.
And stood out there with signs and had our masks on. And it was, of course, it was political year too. So you had a lot of political people there that were supporting us. So it was kind of exciting. But Never enough people show up, if you ask me.
Right. Mm-hmm. What, in your view, was Kroger's attitude at the bargaining table?
Poor, extremely poor. I'll be honest. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, even like I said, I was on the one 2 years ago. It started out pretty slow, and you know they're not going to offer you anything at the beginning. But this time, I mean, from the end of August all the way to November, and they couldn't even come close. That we almost had to strike.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then finally, when we decided that, okay, you push comes to shove, they at least they started trying and had the president come down and talk to people saying, what's wrong? What's wrong? So, I mean, yeah, you know, it didn't take a rocket scientist, you know,
right.
I don't know anybody that ever grows up and says, I want to go work in a grocery store the rest of my life. You know, that's me. You know, mm-hmm. I can't believe it's been 44 years already.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. And it was the choices I made. And yes, I've made a living and I have a home.
Mm-hmm.
I've got retirement. But to get treated and I guess don't care is a attitude mm-hmm. I get and everybody else.
Yeah.
That it's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's awful. What are your main concerns generally as a worker, as a Kroger worker employee?
Major concern is I don't see how the people that has 20 more years to go
mm-hmm.
are going to make it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I started, it was, you had to know somebody to get on the job, mm-hmm. truly. And it was, I will call it a good job.
Mm-hmm.
We have, carbide and DuPont chemical plants that used to be, you know, big and,
right.
We were making as much money as they were.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course now, you know, 30 years later, they're making way more than we are. And mm-hmm. we're, you know, like I said, I make a living and I don't mm-hmm. expect to get rich, but right. you know, I do expect to be treated fair.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think, you know, yes, if you're CEO, you should make a whole lot of money. I agree. But they paid the CEO just 5 months ago,
mm-hmm.
$21 million.
Oh, my.
And a bonus.
Wow.
You know how much to get an hour? I mean, you could probably almost pay every employee $2 yeah. on the hour.
Right. Wow.
If you'd just left. So, you know, I just think they need to pay their employees more because there's nobody here that's going to be making a living anymore. It's always going to be a part-time job.
Yeah, right.
And before, it was people were making a living. I mean, you know, we worked 48 hours a week, 6 days a week. I probably mm-hmm. did that for 20 years, maybe mm-hmm. more, because you made double time on Sundays, time and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy you a home, you could buy you a nice vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are just living paycheck to paycheck, scrapping for every hour they can get, except these young ones, they don't care.
Maybe no, they'll care, don't care eventually. Yeah.
Yeah. When mom and dad aren't paying the way.
Right.
Because, you know, I've got, and another thing is, you know, people don't have to be on any insurance till they're 27.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was 17, 18, I was already moved out working and, you know, providing for myself
mm-hmm.
and making all kinds of dumb mistakes.
Right.
But yes.
Have you been?
That's the worst part.
Yeah. Have you been involved in actions in the past through the union?
When you mean actions, you mean like the demonstrations and?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, probably not as usually just when contracts run out. Now, I say that, but then I backtrack. Probably five or six years ago down in Virginia, it's right to work law too.
Uh-huh.
And they have a really real hard time down there keeping employees in the union.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down there and tried to get more people to join the union, to get involved so that they would have a larger voice when it came contract time.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get to do that. And that was probably the best. I think I did it for about 3 months, best 3 months of my 44 years with Kroger's.
Mm.
Probably. I got to work with a bunch of great people.
Uh-huh.
And got to do something different.
Right. How have you seen the union change?
Oh, yes, we have gotten pretty mm-hmm. weak, you know, but without mm-hmm. them, I'm telling you, we would be nothing without
yeah.
them. We need them mm-hmm. very badly. And it's for the greedy companies
mm-hmm.
that want to keep everything for themselves.
Right.
And yes, we can't go without them.
Mm-hmm.
They really. And Local 400 has really stood up and tried to make a difference
mm-hmm.
with Kroger's, and they do well, but they've lost, I don't know, all their power. You know, before there wasn't laws that, and now there's laws that,
right,
like OSHA and all that. And now you don't need. I shouldn't say don't need. OSHA takes over, so you don't need the union to come in and push.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes forever for OSHA to do anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too long a line, too much middlemen that get in the way, and I guess it just never gets fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can remember when a union representative would walk in the store and the managers would stop what they're doing, get pencil and paper and meet them at the door and walk around with them and write down things that were wrong, and they would fix them immediately. And now they don't even recognize them when they come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's been a big difference from 1976 to 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that just makes me sound old. My goodness.
Tell me what about your experience as an essential worker during the pandemic. Like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, I'm trying to think of the good, okay?
There might not be.
Right. The only good probably is you could work all you wanted,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. So anybody that wanted to could make extra money, because Kroger's was always tight with mm-hmm. overtime. And then plus, it with people being sick, you know, there was always needing help in other departments and stuff. So that's probably the good.
Yeah.
The bad is going in there every day and getting wiped out. And I mean, just totally gutted there at the beginning when there wasn't any toilet
right.
paper or paper towels. And I mean, it was just unbelievable. And we get orders every day. When I say orders, I'm talking probably roughly two, well, well, that's not right. Probably between milk, produce, dairy, meat, grocery. That's, I'm going to, probably four tractor trailers every day.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it would be gutted.
Oh.
Gutted. And it was, and people coming in and grabbing. But I will say, most of them, you're going to have a couple nasty, but through mm-hmm. the whole thing, they were pretty grateful that we were staying open and doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were essential workers. Well, we were just trying to do our job to get paid and keep going.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, we might, you need a grocery store. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would put myself anywhere close to the nurses and the doctors and
mm-hmm.
the physicians. And but I guess we got to be important for a little while.
While people remembered. Yeah.
And then I guess the ugly part would be now, because for... When did this start? I don't even remember when it started.
March.
Yeah, I was going to say March, and they were talking about it coming in January. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it wasn't around here in West Virginia. It didn't get bad at the beginning. I mean,
right.
I was beginning, you know, you sit here and look around and going, you know, New York and all them were just going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't having anything.
Right.
And now we have... I think, I don't want to be quoted on this one, but mm-hmm. I think 8 people out right now.
Wow. That's awful.
In the stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and employees. And then 4 of them in the last week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it keeps, that part's getting a little ugly now.
Yeah.
And you still can't quite figure out where it's coming from.
Yeah. Right.
Because, you know, we every day, and we probably have 800 to 1,000 customers
mm-hmm.
roughly every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, but I think most everybody's getting it from family.
Yeah.
Just my opinion, because,
yeah,
I mean, you would think the grocery store would be one of the worst places to go.
Mm-hmm.
Other than eating out, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do think that the masks helped.
Do I?
No, I did.
No, I don't. I know. I don't think so either, because, well, for one thing, like I said, I work in the meat department and it's cold.
Uh-huh.
So, and I work with power equipment. And if you have that mask on back there,
mm-hmm.
your glasses, my eye, I got glasses. You
right,
can't see.
Right. Yeah.
So no, we don't wear it back there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now there's nobody, you know, there's probably only at the most 2 people in a 20 by 20 room.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's cold.
Right.
So, and then we'll put them on when we go outside. I mean, out on the front and stock with customers and stuff. But
yeah.
And then, you know, half the customers, well, I won't say half now,
mm-hmm.
don't wear the masks.
Wow.
So, and Kroger's isn't going to argue that, even if it is mandatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's difficult.
So that's, yes, that part's. And this is my difficult part.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, I'm getting ready to retire, right? I get a retirement from Kroger's. Kroger's pays so much for every hour I work.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would get sick and die,
mm-hmm.
heaven forbid,
right.
Because I get nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I get nothing other than a life insurance. I mean, a life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't get anything till I retire.
Wow.
So that would be, and I, you know, there's a lot of me. There's a mm-hmm. lot of me's out there in this group.
Yeah.
And I hate to think that, because that's mm-hmm. all we've been working for the last, after 20, you get 20 years in, that's what you start looking for, because you've got all your vacations, you've done what you need, you are just working your time in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that makes me the nervous.
Yeah.
So if I would get sick.
Yeah. How far are you from retirement at this point?
Well, I'm 62. Mm-hmm. 65 is I get max retirement. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm not going to make it another 3 years. I'm sorry. So I've got to give up roughly 3% for every year I go
mm-hmm.
before 65. And I'm starting to get my paperwork together now.
Uh-huh.
So I hate saying, because I've made a couple dates and I didn't make it. But I'm hoping in the very near future.
Yeah. My mom was a public school teacher and she didn't quite make it either. She just had to get out.
Yes. You know, I mean, when you do something for that long, and unless you love your job,
mm-hmm.
that's too long for anybody.
Yeah.
But
and
yeah.
She loved it, but also it was just getting more and more difficult.
I can't imagine now. Like I said, my dad worked for the Board of Education. Mm-hmm. He was a biology teacher at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And the stories he tells now, man, he would just be stomping at the bits.
Oh, yeah.
For the things he'd have to put up with now.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So what are your thoughts and concerns going into this winter with COVID and everything?
Well, I guess I was thinking it should be over.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't, you know, we've never ever closed down an economy or the United States for any, no diseases, none.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, and like I said, I have two parents that are 85 years old.
Right.
So that does, you know, that does involve them and mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
But to shut down and run people's lives that are trying to get started mm-hmm. or right smack dab in the middle of their life.
Right.
And you take everything they've worked for away from them.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we need to take care of the very young, and we need to take care of the very old
mm-hmm.
and do everything possible.
Yeah.
But to shut down and hurt these people, I just feel it's not right.
Right. Unless they're getting money to stay home. I mean, there's no way you can expect people to do that.
No. It's going to take a long time to get out of this mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hope I can just, I hope it just gets better. I was hoping it'd get better right after election, but that's a whole other story too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Yes.
I mean, I guess they just gave the first people in the UK the vaccine, but
yes.
Yeah, we'll see how long it takes to get here and how safe it is and all of that.
Yes, it still hasn't. We still haven't approved it yet, have we?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. I think it's still going to be a couple more days.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my gosh, you know, how long does it take? Didn't take the UK very long.
I know.
And it's our drug. We made it over here.
Right.
And they got it first.
Yep. Well, hopefully soon.
All right. Yeah. Can I ask you just Are you going to take the vaccine?
Okay. Oh, I mean, yeah, I will. I do. I mean, usually a vaccine should be tested for 2 years. So the short timeline worries me some, but I will take it. But yeah, I am a little concerned about the timeline.
Yeah. Did you take a flu shot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good girl. You're a good
girl. Yeah, I have to do that, especially this year.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, what about you? Will you take the vaccine?
I think, but I'm not. I'll be first.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I mean, that's why I'm a little. It's kind of good that the UK is testing it for us.
Yeah, I mean, I did brave up and take the shingle shot. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't think I would take that, but they told me, I've seen what it can do.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my goodness. So I took it. It hurt.
Yeah.
It made my arm sore. I couldn't believe it.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Some of them do that.
And so, yes, the vaccines are working and we need to do it.
Yeah.
But man, makes me nervous when they do something fast.
I know. That's the concern for me too. But yeah, well, let me see. Yeah, what would be your hope for the future of the union?
I would like to see get stronger. Now, how? I don't know. I've been trying to figure out how to get stronger because, I mean, like other unions, the Teamsters, and of course the coal's getting weak because there's not much coal anymore.
Right.
But there's, you know, if you can't make a living from a company,
mm-hmm.
I just don't see the union getting stronger in like a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Like the Teamsters and art, you know, UPS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're still making lots of money, especially now delivering packages like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're strong, but ours has to figure out how to become strong with part-time workers.
Right. Yeah.
I hope they can become strong because Kroger's is tough. Kroger's is tough. They are pretty greedy I think they're in the top five food chain. So,
mm-hmm.
And they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say.
Oh, yeah. 21 million is a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's just one person.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And with all this, you know, people are buying more groceries than they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't eat out. So, and markup on all this product is more than it's ever been because they can process it so much faster.
Wow.
And sell it at greater volumes. I mean, we've got stuff in the meat shop that's 60% markup.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. A lot of it.
Mm. Yeah, I was wondering it seemed like I was spending more on groceries and I was wondering what was going on.
Yes, I mean, there's people that aren't eating out and they have to click list, you know, nobody's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't got that figured out yet. This is still a work in progress.
Yeah.
Because they are, I mean, they're busy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they don't charge anything. And my wife uses it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to grocery shop after being there 6 days a week or five days a week.
Right.
So she uses it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost anything.
Right.
So, but they're having a hard time coping with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, it's hard to, it's also like Kroger is one of the few union grocery stores. So as a consumer, it seems to me like it's better than shopping, you know, at other places that are non-union, but yeah, it is troubling how they treat,
yes,
how workers have been treated.
And if you take surveys, and I've seen them where companies make more money and larger profits with union workers than they do non-union workers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They make more money. Wow. I mean, so, you know, why they don't want to use us to our most capable,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Other than they just don't like seeing us get all that money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, or whatever you're getting all that money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because I think I can remember, I'm trying to think how many years ago that was, but they offered profit sharing in mm-hmm. one of our contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, of course we did. And we did quite well.
Mm-hmm.
So well, they did away with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
See, I know. We were getting money. So if we get money, that means they were making a whole lot more money.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's tough.
So I thought that was kind of odd. But
mm-hmm. And they,
I mean, we know.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the old employees that have been here. I mean, we know how to make the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just do. I mean, that's what we've been doing all our whole life. We ought to be half decent at it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to listen to us. They mm-hmm. really don't.
And did they give you some hazard pay at the beginning, but they don't have it anymore?
I forgot to mention that. I wanted to put that in the back. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, they got pressured into it at the beginning, and they mm-hmm. did. I think it was $200 or $300.
Just
that's
flat,
when the
flat rate?
Target. Yeah, it was okay. Just a flat check. Yeah, and. But that was just because Target and Walmart and everybody else was. And then after so long, I remember Target came out and was going to give so many $1 million to all their workers, which I mean, I know it's just been a couple $100, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And Kroger's gave us, they gave us nothing. And then finally, with the union giving them a hard time and with Facebook and whoever else, we, mm-hmm. you know, we're shunning them.
Yeah.
We got, and I'm, here we go. I'm glad that they gave us something because mm-hmm. for years they gave us nothing.
Right.
I mean, nothing. And they gave us 100 or 1,000 fuel points mm-hmm. and $100 Kroger on our card.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, okay, I'm glad you give us something, but you know, they get 50% markup on all this stuff. We have to spend that money there at Kroger, so they get all that back.
It's like a company store. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we really didn't get hardly any money, but we got more than we would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to come into work every day, and if it's as bad as they say it is,
mm-hmm.
They ought to be a little bit more appreciative with what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, the managers are too. I'm sorry, the managers are. It's the upper echelon
mm-hmm.
that you know, that aren't down here getting the boots wet and dirty and seeing what's going on every day.
Because
mm-hmm. these managers have to put up a bunch of stuff too.
Yeah. It's like the execs that aren't local.
Yeah, the executives.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them. Oh mm-hmm. my gosh.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you would like to share? Those are all my questions.
Is that all your questions? No, so. But I'm glad you asked that last one because I wanted to bring that up. I just thought that was a little pathetic on the.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to, you know, people really want to celebrate these heroes and essential workers, but they aren't actually doing things that help them.
No. No, they're just trying to make money. That's all. Yeah. They're trying to make money. That's all. That's the bottom line. I call it the greedy. It's getting greedy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They just don't know how to treat people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, I hope I did okay.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you so much for sharing all this with me and taking the time. I feel like we're ending on a unhopeful note.
I know, because I keep thinking it's going to be over, but I've been thinking this for 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah, right.
And like I said, it was never, I go by the schools that are opening and closing, and we weren't bad at all.
Yeah.
And now it's nobody's going to school.
Mm-hmm.
The people are sick in the stores.
Yep.
It's like it was back in March.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Even worse.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that though.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it gets better soon and the vaccine is safe and everything and that you can retire.
Yes. 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 That is. That sounds like a good plan. That's a more positive note.
Yeah.
We were leaving on and then.
Yeah.
So thank you.
No. Yeah, for sure. And so I will email you a release form that will allow us to put this interview in our archive. And you can send it back to me snail mail or electronically.
Okay. It will probably, you send it to me or will you send it to Gary?
I'll send it to you, your email that I emailed the Zoom info to. Does that work?
Because I think he'll have to probably release it.
Oh, okay.
He'll probably want to hear what I have to say. But
he's welcome to. But as far as I'm concerned, it's just, you know, you sign your own. So I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But we can definitely share the interviews. And I'll share this interview with you too and the transcript once I have it done.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Bill, and stay safe and take care.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.